We love the vantage point from which you observe, because in this perfectly balanced variety or diversity, preferences are constantly born within you. It has always been so, and it always will be so. The expansion of the universe happens because of that. Here you are out here on the leading edge, having new experiences, even though sometimes you don't know they're new, they are always. And as a new experience is formulating in your experience, desires are being born from you, whether you are a magnificent, genius, human creator, or whether you are the one-celled amoeba. Preference is born, and Source answers it, and all that is moves forward. And the expansion of the universe is about that. So whether you understand the art of allowing or not, you contribute magnificently to the expansion of the universe. We'd just like you to get in on it in a personal way before you croak. When you croak, you always get in on it. In other words, when you reemerge back into non-physical, and the fullness of who you are becomes your conscious awareness. And there are no regrets. You feel fantastic about what you've lived. But we want you in your now to feel the joy of your connection to who you really are. It is always flowing to you. We would just like you to express it more fully. Some things you want to talk about, we can feel them percolating. Nothing is off limits. Everything you offer is appreciated. Where are you wanting to begin? Begin right there, fourth row, you are the one, then on the aisle here, then here, second row.
Thanks for calling me. A couple weeks ago when I knew I was coming here, I thought I'd send a desire to be called. And
we got it.
Obviously. But when you're talking about the now, I've been studying how to be not my mind, to be the source that I am. And when you're in that source power, you're in the presence. And when you're in the presence, you're in joy and rhythm, harmony, and balance. And how to stay in that presence, in that now, to be that vibration, to allow, is what I'm having some difficulty with.
As you begin to pay attention to the way you feel, and you make the association between feeling good and the connection, and feeling bad and the disconnection, then you just reach for the best feeling thought that you can find right now. We think that what happens with some people sometimes is that they begin to make those decisions, as you just said, from the place of not feeling so good. And the thing that feels tricky about that is that how you are feeling has a great deal to do with what you now have access to. For example, let's say you have some issue with some particular person. And whenever you think about that person, you get all aggravated. Well, your logic tells you that you should change the way you feel about that person. But every time you try it, all it does is activate all of the things that you already remember. It seems that even mentioning their name or seeing their face in your mind's eye just sort of stirs you up to that not good feeling vibration. So what we're suggesting is, why not pick someone who always makes you feel good when you think about them and just think about them? And you say, but shouldn't I deal with my issue? And we say, well, how's it working out? Seems that every time you try to do that, it just activates what you've already practiced. So do something easier. And when you do something easier with a conscious awareness and a deliberate intention to feel better, when feeling good is what matters most, when feeling good is synonymous to you with this connection to Source, when feeling good is synonymous to you